الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through His infinite grace and mercy has granted us amongst innumerable favors a very great favor, His Kalam, the noble Quran. وهذا كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك الله سبحانه وتعالى says وهذا كتاب this is a book أنزلناه إليك which we have revealed to you Mubarak, it is a blessed book. Anzalnahu ilayk, we have revealed this book to you, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ So that you may take out people from the darknesses and put them on a path full of light. So this Quran is a great ni'mat, great blessing, great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Al-Qur'anu ahabbu ilallahi minas samawati wal ard. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the seven heavens and the earth. So it is a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the archangel Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam upon the blessed heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nazala bihi ruhul ameen ala qalbik الروح الأمين جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام brought this book to you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So a very blessed book, a book very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who associate themselves to learning this book, to understanding this book, to practicing this book and to teaching this book, they also become blessed and they also become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Hamilul Quran, Hamilul Ra'yatil Islam. The Hamil of the Quran. The Hamil of the Quran is the flag bearer of Islam. Now, who is the Hamil of the Quran? In some places we find the word Hamilul Quran, in other places we find the word Sahibul Quran. And in some places we find the plural Ahlul Quran. Sahibul Quran, the companion of the Quran. Hamilul Quran, the carrier of the Quran. Ahlul Quran, the people of Quran. So who are the people of the Quran? Who is the Sahib of the Quran? Who is the Hamil of the Quran? The one who associates himself to the Quran is Sahib of the Quran and Hamil of the Quran. And how is one able to associate himself with the Quran? By reciting the Quran, by memorizing the Quran, by understanding the Quran, by practicing the teachings of the Quran, and by propagating and teaching the teachings of the Quran. If a person memorizes the glorious Quran, and he keeps it to memory until he breathes his last. So he memorizes the Quran. He continually recites the Quran on a daily basis. One juz daily, two juz daily, three juz daily, half juz daily. On a regular basis he recites the Quran. He also understands the Quran. If he is an alim, if he is a person of knowledge, he will refer to the tafasir, the commentaries of the Quran, and he will try to understand the message of the Quran himself with the aid of the tafasir, the commentaries of the Quran. And if he is not an alim himself, then he will sit in the company of those people who are able to understand the Quran. And by sitting in their company, he will try to understand the message of the Quran. So we have a person who has memorized the Quran, he continually recites the Quran, he understands the Quran, he understands the message of the Quran, whatever he understands, he practices. And he also propagates, he also teaches the Quran. This person is Hamil of the Quran and Sahib of the Quran of the highest category. Because he is doing everything. He has in his life everything associated to the Quran. He has memorized the Quran, the whole Quran. He is reciting the Quran on a regular basis. 1 juz, 3 juz, 5 juz, 7 juz on a daily basis. There have been people amongst our pious predecessors who would recite the whole Quran daily. Whole Quran daily. And there have been others who would recite the Quran and complete it in 3 days. And there have been people who would recite the Quran and complete it in 4 days. And majority of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in and majority of the Tabi'een who are Hufaz of the Quran would complete the Quran in 7 days. They would start reciting on Friday and complete on Thursday in 7 days. So a person who has memorized the whole Quran and thereafter he keeps it to memory until he breathes his last, and in order to do that he continually recites on a daily basis. Daily basis. And he understands the Quran. He becomes an alim, a scholar of the Quran, and he understands the Quran. He understands the message of the Quran through authentic sources. Or if he is unable to become an alim, he sits in the company of those people who explain the Quran and he understands the message of the Quran. He grasps as much as he can and he practices. And he does not stop there. He practices and he teaches others. He teaches others how to recite the Quran. He teaches others how to memorize the Quran. He teaches others the message of the Quran. He encourages others to practice upon the teachings of the Quran. This is the Sahib-e-Quran and Hamil-e-Quran of the highest category. Because he is associated to the Quran from all aspects. He has memorized the Quran. He regularly recites the Quran. He understands the Quran. He practices upon the teachings of the Quran and day and night. He is disseminating the message of the Quran to the masses, wherever he is able to, whatever he is able to. And then you have another person who recites the Quran on a regular basis. He understands the Quran. He also practices upon the teachings of the Quran. And he also preaches the Quran according to his ability. But he is not a full hafiz of the Quran. Maybe he has memorized 20 juz, he has memorized 10 juz, he has memorized certain surahs or certain verses of the Quran. He is also sahib of the Quran. He is also hamil of the Quran, but of a lower category. In order to become sahib of the Quran, one has to fulfill the rites of the Quran. And the rites of the Quran are reciting the Quran on a regular basis, understanding the message of the Quran that is related to one's life, and then practicing the same, and according to one's ability, according to one's authority, to pass on the message of the Quran to others. This is the basic Sahib-e-Quran. And thereafter, if a person becomes an alim, he is a Sahib-e-Quran of a higher category. A person memorizes the Quran, a Sahib-e-Quran of a higher category. He also becomes a Qari, Sahib-e-Quran of a higher category. But the one who memorizes the Quran, or one who becomes an alim of the Quran, but does not practice the Quran, is not Sahib-e-Quran. He is not Hamil of the Quran. One who memorizes the Quran, or one who becomes the alim of the Quran, but he does not practice the Quran, he does not carry out the demands of the Quran, neither he practices nor does he preach, he is not Sahib of the Quran, he is not Hamil of the Quran.
in order to become sahib of the Quran and hamil of the Quran, one has to first and foremost understand the teachings of the Quran, at least to the extent that he is able to practice whatever is required from him as an average Muslim. So he understands and he practices. And whatever is necessary for him to preach to others, he preaches. This person is Sahib the Quran of the first category. And thereafter he memorizes the Quran. He understands the Quran. He preaches the Quran to those who attend his lectures. He preaches the Quran to the whole community, to the whole country, to the whole world. Depending on his quantity and quality of recitation, quantity and quality of understanding, quantity and quality of disseminating, quantity and quality of his practice, his status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase as a sahib of the Quran or as the hamil of the Quran. And once a person becomes the sahib of the Quran or the hamil of the Quran, sahib of the Quran, companion of the Quran, so he is always with the Quran, sahib, companion. Why is he the companion? Because the Quran is in his heart. Why is he the companion of the Quran? Maybe the Quran is not in his heart because he is not hamil of the Quran, but he has understood the teachings of the Quran. So the teachings of the Quran is with him. So he is sahib of the Quran. And he practices upon these teachings. So his whole life is a practical Quran. So Quran is with him all the time. He loves the Quran. He thinks about the Quran. He loves the teachings of the Quran. He is always thinking about the teachings of the Quran. What does my Creator want me to do in this particular situation? So the Quran is always with him. And you can also say that he is companion of the Quran or he is always carrying the Quran with him. The Quran is in his mind, he is carrying it in his mind or he is in his heart. Either the words of the Quran or without the words of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, the whole or partly. And he practices. So the teachings of the Quran are his companions all the time. All the time, when he wakes up in the morning, when he goes to sleep at night, when he is doing business, when he is interacting with people, when he is in the masjid, when he is outside, he is living his life according to the Quran. So he is always carrying the Quran or he is always in the company of the Quran. He is the companion of the Quran, he is the carrier of the Quran. The one who carries a copy of the Quran is not the Hamilul Quran. He is not the Sahibul Quran. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was once asked regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, "Oh Aisha, can you tell me about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's seerah, his khuluq, his character, his morals, his life? What was his life like? Can you explain to me his seerah, his life?" So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, "Ama takra'ul Quran?" Do you not read the Quran? Do you not read the Quran? "Yes, I read the Quran." Kana khulukuhu al Quran. Then the life of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was nothing but the Quran. One is the copy of the Quran and the other was the practical Quran, which was my Nabi, my husband, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hamil of the Quran, sahib of the Quran, the embodiment of the teachings of the glorious Quran. This is what me and you need to become, my friends, my young friends, the students of this madrasa. My respected brothers, my elders. Reciting the Quran is a very virtuous act, no doubt. Very virtuous act. مَنْ قَرَى حَرْفًا مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَلَهُ بِهِ حَسَنَةٌ. One who recites a single letter from the Quran, for him is one hasana.
وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِيَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. And whenever a person carries out a deed, the reward of which is وَالْحَسَنَة, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy immediately multiplies this hasana by minimum 10. So one hasana will always equal 10, meaning it could equal 11, it could equal 15, it could equal 100, it could equal 700, and it could equal more than 700, ila adafin kathira. Wallahu yudhaifu liman yasha, Allah will increase it for whomsoever He will desire according to the sincerity that this person possesses when he is carrying out this hasana, or according to the sacrifice that he is giving whilst he is carrying out this hasana. Wallahu wasi'un alim, His treasures are vast, and He is fully aware of each and every person's circumstance, and He is fully aware of each and every person's intention. So when a person recites one letter from the Quran, Allah grants him a hasana, and one hasana is immediately multiplied by 10. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La akulu alif lam mim harfun. I am not saying alif lam mim is one letter. No, alif lam mim is not one letter. Walakin alifun harfun, walamun harfun, wa mimun harfun. In fact, Alif is a separate letter, Lam is a separate letter, Mim is a separate letter. Alif, Lam, Mim will bring 30 rewards. 30, minimum 30 rewards. Minimum 30 rewards. If the sincerity increases, if the quality, the tajweed increases, or if a person has to exert effort, because he is a beginner, he is 60 years old now, and he is trying to learn the Quran. He has repented and he is trying to learn the Quran. وَالَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَيَتَّعْتَعُ فِيهِ فَلَهُ أَجْرَانَ. When he reads the Quran and he stops again and again, because either he stutters or he has some other deficiency, so he has to give extra sacrifice, he has to exert extra effort. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for him is double reward. For him is double reward. The commentators of hadith say that the alif, lam and meem under discussion in this hadith is not alif, lam, meem of Surah Al-Baqarah or Surah Ali Imran. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Alif Lam Mim, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ. No, the Alif Lam Mim under discussion in this hadith is the Alif Lam Mim of Surah Al-Fil. أَلَمْ تَرَ, أَلَمْ, Alif Lam Mim, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is making this reference that when a person is reciting Suratul Fil, when he says Alam, Allah will grant him 30 rewards. But when a person recites the Alif Lam Mim, which belongs to the family of Al-Huruful Muqatta'at, the separated letters that you find at the beginning of the surahs, Alif Lam Mim, Allah will not grant him 30 rewards. Because when he says Alif, he is uttering three letters, Alif, Lam, Alfa. And when he says Lam, he is uttering three letters, Lam, Alif and Mim. When he says Mim, it comprises of three letters, Mim, Ya and Mim. So when he says Alam, Alam in Surah Al-Fil, Allah will grant him 30 rewards. When he says Alif Lam Mim at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah will grant him 90 rewards. Now think for a moment, my friends, these young boys who will be completing their Quran today, how many times they must have recited the words of the Quran in order to become a hafiz of the Quran. you repeat the words of the Quran, the letters of the Quran, the sentences of the Quran so many times. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu, Zalikal Kitabu, Zalikal Kitabu, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu, Lari Bafihi, Lari Bafihi, Lari Bafihi, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu, Lari Bafihi, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu, Lari Bafihi. In 3 years, in 4 years, in 5 years, these young boys complete the Quran. How many times they must have uttered these letters of the Quran in hundreds of thousands, in millions. So imagine their reward today. The reward of these young boys. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is a great achievement. So recitation of the Quran is a great achievement. But in order for one not to lose this reward that one has acquired, one has to make sure that he understands the Quran and he carries out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise he'll lose all these rewards. You have memorized the Quran. Now Allah says, don't forget the Quran. This is a don't from Allah. Don't forget the Quran. And 3 years, 4 years later, the Hafiz has forgotten the Quran. All rewards will go down the drain. Because he is not carrying out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not carrying out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person works, toils hard for 1 week, for 1 month in a factory, and he comes back with a wages of 1,000 pounds. It's an achievement that he has returned with 1,000 pounds. It is an achievement. But if you do not make proper use of this 1,000 pounds and if you just throw it down the drain, what have you achieved? Nothing. But if you safeguard the 1,000 pounds and you use it correctly. You use it correctly. Then it is an achievement. It is a very great achievement. So we all need to become sahib of the Quran, hamil of the Quran. And the plural of sahib of the Quran and hamil of the Quran is ahlul Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ahlul Quran. The people of the Quran, that means whoever becomes sahib of the Quran, hamil of the Quran, this group, Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran, whom Ahlullah, they are the people of Allah, wa khassatuhu, and not only the people of Allah, they are the special people of Allah. They are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them in this world and also in the hereafter. Hamilul Quran, the Hamil of the Quran, Hamil or Ayatul Islam, is the leader of the Muslims, he is the flag bearer of Islam. Flag bearer of Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. Whosoever honored him has honored Allah. Whosoever honors the Hamil of the Quran, the Hafiz of the Quran, the Alim of the Quran, the one who practices the Quran, the one who propagates the Quran, he is the flag bearer of Islam. One who honors him has in fact honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when you honor a Hamil of the Quran or a Sahib of the Quran, you do not honor him for who he is, you honor him for what he is. Whenever you respect a Hafiz, whenever you show respect to an Alim, what is in your mind? Whenever you show respect to a pious person who is carrying out the teachings of the Quran, what is in your mind at the time? That I am honoring him, I am showing him respect because he is a person of knowledge and he is a person who practices upon his knowledge. That's why I am respecting him. So in reality, you are not revering him, you are revering the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
And when a person reveals the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Kalam, this Quran is the attribute of Allah, so he is in reality revering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَهَانَهُ And one who disgraces a hamil of the Quran, a sahib of the Quran, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, may the la'nat and the curse of Allah be upon you. In this very word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors the hamil of the Quran, the sahib of the Quran. And I have made it very clear at the outset that a hamil of the Quran who is hafiz of the Quran is of a higher category. And a hamil of the Quran who is not hafiz of the Quran is of a lower category. Whoever reads the Quran, whoever understands the Quran, whoever practices the Quran, and whoever preaches the Quran, he is hamil Quran. Now, each hamil Quran will differ in status from the other according to what he possesses and how much he possesses. I have memorized the whole Quran. Maulana has also memorized the whole Quran, so we are equal. I have memorized only 10 Jews and Maulana has memorized 20 Jews. I am connected to the Quran, but less than Maulana. Maulana is connected more than me. I have memorized 10 Jews, Maulana has memorized 20 Jews and Maulana has memorized 30 Jews. So in this regard, in regard to memorization, he is of a higher category. I daily recite 3 Jews. Maulana recites only 1 Jews. I am of a higher category in regards to recitation. How much one understands, how much one practices, and how much one propagates and teaches. And only Allah knows who is of a higher category. Because the details only Allah will have. So let us from today, my friends, begin by making a firm resolution, all of us. Let us make a firm resolution that I want to, as soon as possible, become included amongst those people who are registered as Hamil of the Quran and Sahib of the Quran in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamil of the Quran and Sahib of the Quran. I want to become registered in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, after making this firm resolution, number 2, after every salat, when you are making dua for your needs of this world and the hereafter, say to Allah that, oh Allah, make me Hamil of the Quran. Oh Allah, make me Sahib of the Quran. And oh Allah, you guide me and show me that path as a result of which I will become the Sahib of the Quran and the Hamil of the Quran. And try to learn to recite the Quran with tajweed. Try to memorize whatever number of ayahs you are able to. Whatever number of ayahs you are able to. Once I traveled to a country and my host, his name was Hafiz. It was Hafiz, but I understood to be Hafiz. So first time we met, very first time, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam, after food, during the evening we got to know each other a little bit better. Then the following morning, when we were on our own, so I said, where did you complete your hifz? Everybody is saying Hafiz, Hafiz, where is Hafiz, where is Hafiz? Where did you complete your hifz? So he said, no, I am not a Hafiz of the Quran. So now we had become informal with each other, so I said, you are not Hafiz of the Quran and you are pretending to be Hafiz of the Quran? Everybody is saying Hafiz, Hafiz, Hafiz. So he said, no, my name is Hafiz, not Hafiz. So I said, whether it is Hafiz or whether it is Hafiz, both mean the same in the Arabic language. Hafiz and Hafiz is same thing. So you have been fooling everybody until now. Now you have to make a firm resolution to become Hafiz of the Quran.
So he said, it's too difficult. I am in my 50s, 60s, lot of work, busy. So I said to him, I said, have you memorized Surah Yasin? He said, no. So I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yasin qalbul Qur'an. Yasin is the heart of the Qur'an. So why don't you just memorize the heart of the Qur'an? If you memorize the heart of the Qur'an, then you will deserve the name Hafiz or Hafiz. Because you have memorized the heart of the Qur'an. And everything depends on the heart. So he said, no, it's too difficult. Surah Yasin is not a short surah. I said, very easy. I said, daily, just memorize one verse. And I said, you begin now with me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين. I said, this is your first lesson. And I said, from tomorrow I will not be here. Find a hafiz here who will listen to your one verse every day. So the following day you recite ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. Then ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين. And then he said, Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursaleen ala siratin mustaqim. And before he knew, this brother who was very, very busy with his life had become hafiz of the Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. We have made the Qur'an easy to memorize. Is there anybody who wishes to memorize? So inshallah we will attempt to memorize the Quran as much as possible. We will attempt to learn to recite the Quran correctly. And whilst attempting to learn to recite it correctly, we will continue reciting however we are able to and say to Allah, that, oh Allah, this is all I know at the moment, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. And we will allocate time to sit in the durus of the ulama-i kiram that take place in various masajid. At least one dars per week. If we are able to attend on a daily basis, alhamdulillah. If not, at least one dars per week. According to your convenience. Go to the masjid that is more convenient to you and go in the company of that alim towards whom you are inclined more, where you feel at home, where you feel that you are compatible and you understand his teachings, you understand his explanation. Once a week, attend a lesson on Dars-e Quran, Tafsir of the Quran. Attend a lesson on Dars-e Quran once a week. And whatever we learn, whatever we have already learned, let us make a note of those things and bring it into practice. And whatever we are able to, let us try to pass it on to other people. The success of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in was the result of this prescription that they followed. They recited the Quran, they understood the Quran, they practice the Quran and they propagated the Quran. When a person does this, he can be called a Muslim in its true sense. Muslim means the one who has submitted to the will of Allah. If we don't know the will of Allah, how can we submit to the will of Allah? Where is the will of Allah? How do we know what is the will? Will of Allah is in the Quran. If we don't know what is the will of Allah, how can we submit to Him? Wo zamane mein muazzaz se musalma hokar. The poet says, wo zamane mein muazzaz the, they were honored throughout the world. Why? Because they were Musliman. They were Muslims. They had submitted themselves to the will of Allah. They had understood the will of Allah from the glorious Quran. Because they would recite the Quran, they would understand the Quran, and then they submitted themselves to whatever they understood and they propagated the same. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the, Musliman hokar. Hum khar huye tarike Qur'an hoke. And we have become disgraced by leaving the Qur'an aside. They were sahibul Qur'an and hamilul Qur'an. And we have become tarikul Qur'an. They were the carriers of the Quran. They were the companions of the Quran. And we have become Tarikul Quran. Those who leave Quran aside. Allah will grant us honor in this world. Allah will grant us honor after our soul is extracted. Allah will grant us honor after our soul is extracted. Allah will grant us honor to our corpses. Allah will grant us honor to our corpses. Those people who are Sahibul Quran, Hamilul Quran, when they pass away, how many people come to Janaza? Where is the ruh of this person? Where is the ruh of this person? When a person passes away, nobody says, this is Salim. No. What do we say? Salim has departed from this world. His body is still here. Because it is the soul that is the essence of a person. When the soul departs, people will say, he has departed. He has passed away. And as far as the body is concerned, mayyat, body, lash, nash, marhum. But despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants even the corpses of the Sahibul Quran honor. Corpses. Very recently we all witnessed the janaza of Hafiz Patel, Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. People turned up in thousands. Sahibul Quran, Hamilul Quran. Allah will honor his corpses. His ruh was not in that body that was being carried by people. People came from all over the country and from abroad to pay respects to the corpses. Allah will grant honor to the body and the soul, and when the soul departs, Allah will grant honor to the corpses. If Allah grants so much honor in this world to the corpses, imagine the honor that the ruh must be enjoying in the hereafter. In the Qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, on the Kul Sirat, and forever ever. If a person becomes Sahib of the Quran and Hamil of the Quran individually, Allah will grant him honor individually, success individually. And if the Ummah as a whole was to become Ahlul Quran, then the Ummah will see success as a whole as well. As a whole. So let us exert all our efforts, inshallah. From today we will learn how to read the Quran. We will try to memorize as many verses as possible from the Quran. On a daily basis we will recite the Quran. Our mashayikh, they have taught us that those huffaz, those who memorize the Quran, the huffaz, need to recite 3 juz daily. 3 juz daily. Majority of which should be in Salah. Alhamdulillah, there are many huffaz here. When you all completed the Quran, you were able to recite 3 juz, 4 juz, 5 juz, 6 juz, 7 juz, 8 juz, 9 juz, 10 juz in one majlis without any difficulty. If we had followed this instruction of our mashayikh of reciting 3 juz on a daily basis, at that time it was very easy because we were able to recite even 10 juz. 3 juz on a daily basis, majority of which should have been in Salah. 2 rakats before Fajr, recite the Quran. 4 rakats sunnah before Zohar, 2 rakats sunnah after Zohar, 2 rakats nafal after Zohar. Recite the Quran. Whereas going to the college, coming back from the college, going to the school, coming back from the school, recite the Quran. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah ta'ala, he traveled within Pakistan from Karachi to another locality where he had to deliver a lecture, a bayan before Jummah Salat. He himself, encouraging his students, one day narrated this incident. He said that I performed my Fajr Salat in a masjid nearby the house of my host, and I was to lead the Jummah Salat in another masjid. So I performed Fajr Salat in the masjid near the house of my host. And after the Fajr Salat, without any prior intention or program, I decided to recite the Quran. And he said, I started reciting from Suratul Fatiha. Harisha Rai continued reciting in that one gathering until I recited 26 juz. 26 juz. And he said, after reciting 26 juz, I had to move from my place because I had to reach near the masjid to lead the salat. If I did not have that program, I would have completed the whole Quran in one majlis before the Jummah salat. Three juz. But if we are unable to, because it is not as good as it used to be at one time and it needs a little bit of polishing, then how about 1.5 times two? 1.5 juz times two. And if that is difficult, then 1 juz times 3. And if that is difficult, then 1/2 juz times 6. And if that is difficult, then 1/4 juz times 12. 1/4 juz times 12. Before you know, you will be reciting 3 juz, majority of which will be in Salat, inshallah. And the non-huffaz need to recite 1 juz on a daily basis. 1 juz on a daily basis. If you are unable to recite 1 juz, then make it 3/4, make it 1/2, make it 1/4. And if you are very, very busy, or somebody is very, very lazy like me, so either you can't read because you are lazy or because you are busy. It's either lazy or busy. So if somebody says, I'm very lazy, or somebody says, I'm very busy and I can't, then how about 1 ruku on a daily basis? And if not 1 ruku, then 1 verse on a daily basis. I have come across people who have followed this advice of mine. I said daily 1 verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Close the Quran. The following day, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ar-rahmanir rahim. If you feel like reciting more, alhamdulillah. But if you don't want to, sit with the intention of reciting at least 1 verse. Before they knew, they were reciting the whole juz. Because Quran is a halal drug. Quran is a halal drug. It is the kalam of Allah. It is the sweetest thing that a person can find. How is it possible for the likes of Hazrat bin Nuri rahmatullahi to recite 26 juz in one gathering, one majlis, if it was not sweet? How is it possible for people to recite the whole Quran daily for 30 years and 20 years continuously? They were able to because it is sweet. It is sweet. We haven't tasted the sweetness of Quran. And let us attend the durus of the ulama at least one dars per week. And whatever we have already understood, whatever we understand, we practice and we propagate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the hearts of these young boys enlightened, not only with the words of the Quran but also with the meanings of the Quran, with the message of the Quran, and may they become the beacon light for the whole ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وحمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم بارك لنا فيما آتيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا یسر و سہولت کا عفو عافیت کا فضل و عنایت کا حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما, ہماری سیئات کو معاف فرما یا ارحم الراحمین. ہماری سیئات کو معاف فرما, ہماری سیئات کو معاف فرما یا ارحم الراحمین. مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما, ہمیں اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما, اپنی محبت عطا فرما, اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما یا ارحم الراحمین. اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت عطا فرما, ان کی اتباع کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین علم سے آراستہ فرما, عمل سے آراستہ فرما, علم سے آراستہ فرما, عمل سے آراستہ فرما, علم سے آراستہ فرما, عمل سے آراستہ فرما. ہمارے قلوب کا تزکیہ فرما دے, ہمارے ظاہر کی باطن کی اصلاح فرما دے یا ارحم الراحمین. اپنی مرضی کے مطابق زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, تیری نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا ارحم الراحمین. آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما, جنت الفردوس میں بغیر حساب کے داخلہ نصیب فرما, جہنم سے حفاظت فرما, اس نے خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, سوئے خاتمے سے حفاظت فرما یا ارحم الراحمین. غفلت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, غفلت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, غفلت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, تیری ناراضگی سے حفاظت فرما, تیری پکڑ سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین تجھ سے دوری سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا ارحم الراحمین. سعادت نصیب فرما, شقاوت سے بچا لے, علم نصیب فرما, جہالت سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین قرب نصیب فرما, دوری سے بچا لے یا ارحم الراحمین. صحت عطا فرما, بیماری سے بچا لے, عزت عطا فرما, ذلت سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین علم نصیب فرما, جہالت سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین ہدایت نصیب فرما, گمراہی سے بچا لے یا ارحم الراحمین. عافیت عطا فرما, مصیبت سے بچا لے یا ارحم الراحمین. دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما, شر سے بچا لے, شر سے بچا لے, شر سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین خدمت دین کے لیے قبول فرما, خدمت دین کے لیے قبول فرما, خدمت دین کے لیے قبول فرما. الہ العالمین جن بچوں نے آج یہاں حفظ قرآن کی تکمیل کی ہے تو انہوں نے بے انتہا قبول فرما, بے انتہا قبول فرما, بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک انہیں حفاظ میں شامل رکھ فرما. الہ العالمین ان کے سینوں کو الفاظ قرآن کے ساتھ ساتھ معانی قرآن سے منور فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی زندگیوں کو تعلیمات قرآنی سے آراستہ فرما یا ارحم الراحمین. انہیں امت کی باغ ڈور سنبھالنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین پوری امت کے لیے انہیں ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا دے. انہیں علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, انہیں اولیاء امت میں شامل فرما. انہیں الہ العالمین اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے, اساتذہ کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین اس مدرسے کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, اس مرکز کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, اسے علم و عمل کا مرکز بنا, اسے ہدایت کا مرکز بنا. الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں علم کے عام ہونے کی جگہ بنا یا ارحم الراحمین. یہاں کے ائمہ, یہاں کے علماء, یہاں کے عالمات الہ العالمین سب کے علوم میں, سب کے فیوز میں, سب کے خلوص میں, سب کے اتفاق میں, سب کی لگن میں, سب کی محنتوں میں, سب کی فکروں میں الہ العالمین اور برکت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں ان کی صلاحیتوں میں, ان کی صالحیتوں میں, ان کی قابلیتوں میں, ان کی قبولیتوں میں اور برکت عطا فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین یہاں آنے والوں میں سے کسی کو بھی محروم نہ فرما, یہاں کے مسلیوں کو, یہاں آنے والے بچوں کو, سب کو برکتوں سے مالا مال فرما. الہ العالمین اس جگہ کے جتنے بھی, اس ادارے کے جتنے بھی منصوبے ہیں ان سب میں کامیابی عطا فرما. اس کی جتنی ضروریات ہیں اس کا غیب سے انتظام فرما. نظر بد سے, حاسدین کے حسد سے, شریروں کے شر سے, مفسدین کے فساد سے, ہر شر سے, ہر فتنے سے الہ العالمین اس کی حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین اس ادارے کو بھی, ہمارے ادارے کو بھی, سب اداروں کو, سب دین کے کام کرنے والوں کو بزرگوں کے منہج پہ ثابت قدم فرما, الہ العالمین بزرگوں کے منہج پر ثابت قدم فرما, بزرگوں کے منہج پر ثابت قدم فرما. یہ ارحم الراحمین شیطان و نفس کے مقائد سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. یہ ارحم الراحمین ختم قرآن کے موقع پر آپ اپنے بندوں کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرماتے ہیں. ان تین معصوم بچوں نے بڑی محنت سے قرآن صرف ختم نہیں کیا بلکہ الہ العالمین قرآن کو انہوں نے اپنے سینے میں محفوظ کر لیا ہے. الہ العالمین ان کی برکت سے ہماری دنیاوی اخروی ساری حاجتیں پوری فرما, بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, پریشان حالوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مصیبت زدہ کو عافیت عطا فرما, پورے عالم سے الہ العالمین پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, ظلم کو, ظالموں کو, ظالمین کو ختم فرما, امن کو عام فرما, امن کو عام فرما, سلامتی کو عام فرما, رحمتوں کو عام فرما, ہدایتوں کو عام فرما, علم کو عام فرما, جہالت کی تاریکیوں کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین پوری دنیا میں دین کی جتنی محنتیں جس جس لائن سے ہو رہی ہیں سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین آپ کے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی ہو ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما, جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہو ان ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے ہونے والے کانفرنس کو بھی بے انتہا قبول فرما, اسے پورے عالم میں ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, بالخصوص ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائی مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز دین مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے ماں باپ اور ہمارے اساتذہ اور ہمارے مشائخ میں سے جو جو زندہ ہے ان کی عمروں میں عافیت کے ساتھ برکت پیدا فرما اور ان سے ہمیں خود مستفید فرما. الہ العالمین جو دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں انہیں اپنی جوار رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرما, ہماری طرف سے جزائے خیر عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین وآخر دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین برحمتک یا رب.